start our EMP this morning by open with prayer. Let us pray. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for a good day that you have given to us. In this morning, we come to you. We will read the Bible and then have fellowship with you. We pray that Holy Spirit come upon us, always lead us, guide us, so that we know your will and we do and live according your will. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this morning I continue my Bible reading from Psalm 119, verse 33 to 40. Hear the word of God. Teach me the way of your statutes, Lord, and I shall comply with it to the end. Give me understanding so that I may comply with your law and keep it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to dishonest gain. Turn my eyes away from looking at what is worthless and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant as that which produce reference for you. Take away my disgrace which I dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me through your righteousness. Brothers and sisters, this is the five part of Psalm 119. Start with the word "he." If you see your Bible, there is one Hebrew word called "he." This word is easy to remember because the Israel used this word when they write Yahweh. There are two "he" in the word of Yahweh. What kind of spiritual lesson that we can learn from this part? First of all, brothers and sisters, the writer start with the words, teach me, give me, make me. We can see from verse 33, the writer show us his heart to God. He really want to learn the word of God. He really need God. He need God to teach him, to give him, and to make him understand about God's way. Brothers and sisters, many of us come to God. We pray to God. What kind of petition that we bring to God? Sometimes we ask for A, we ask for B, we ask for C, something that we need. But really, brothers and sisters, the writer teaches us to ask God something important for our spiritual. Something important is the word. That's why he asks God to teach him, give him, and make him understand about God's way. So when I read and I meditate this verse, now I know that this kind of heart is the heart of desiring God. The writer have desiring God. What is desiring God? Desiring God always start with an attitude of needed of God. Desiring God mean, I need you, God. I need you. If you read Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, we can see that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Brothers and sisters, this is what Jesus said. Man does not live by bread alone. We need the word. And what is the word? The word is logos. Logos is our creator. Logos is our life. Logos is our power. So we need God because he is our creator. He is the source of our life. And he also our power. No wonder, brothers and sisters, if you open Psalm 42, verse 2 to 3, the writer say, as the deer pant for the water brooks, so pant my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. The writer confess his soul. He really need God, like the deer need the water. Brothers and sisters, our good news this morning is in the gospel tell us that in Jesus, we can find this kind of life justification. In Jesus, we can find the living water because he is living water. Remember in the story of Samaritan woman, John chapter 4, verse 10. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. He would given you living water. Jesus show himself, introduce himself as living water. And in John chapter 6, 50 to 51, Jesus said that he is bread of life. So if you have Jesus, then you have living water and bread of life. This is what human need. Why we need Jesus, brothers and sisters? Because he is Logos. In his personality, we can find a living water and bread of life. Because he has sacrificed his life to build a bridge for every people so that they can come to Father. Come to Father means you have new relationship with Father. Coming to the Father is the satisfaction of human life. Remember, brothers and sisters, the story of Zacchaeus. He is a rich guy. He has everything, but he still lacks something in his life. What is his lackness? He really needs to find God in his life. From Jesus, he find it. He find God and he find living water and bread of life. Before human fell into the sin, human never cry for thirsty. Human never cry for living water and bread of life for human soul. But as the result of human sin, man is separate from God. So that man separate from the source of life. No wonder, brothers and sisters, man feel thirsty for the soul, for their soul. And then the cure of this, only if he can come to the Father. And Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can bring you to the Father. So, desiring God is the journey of human life to find the source of life. If we find the Logos, then we find the source of life. Not only find, brothers and sisters, we need to know and finally live according to the Logos. And the writer of the Psalm know that not only find the Logos, not only know the Logos, but we need to live according the Logos. Find, know, and live cannot be separate No wonder in verse 33 to 35, he said, teach me the way of your testimonies, and I shall comply with it to the end. Give me understanding so that I may comply with your law and keep it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandment, for I delight in it. Brothers and sisters, what is your desiring? Today, people have desiring to have holiday. Today, people have desiring to have fellowship with other people. But the most important, we need to have desiring of God. Desiring of God means find God, know Him, and live according His word. If we live according His word, then the living water, bread of life, should fill our life. This is the first part of Psalm 119:33-40. Now, the second part desiring God mean turn away your eyes from looking at worthless things. Turn away your eyes. Many people, they really want to know God. Many people, they want to live according God. But remember, brothers and sisters, if you have desiring of God, you need to read verse 37. 37 said, turn my eyes away from looking at what is worthless. And then in verse 39, take away my disgrace, which I dried out. I read my English Bible, New King James. These two sentences start with two same words. Turn away my eyes, turn away my reproach, which I dread. Brothers and sisters, dreadful reproach come from sin. Sin come from eyes. No wonder the writer said, turn away my eyes from looking at worthless thing. James 1, 14 and 15 said, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desire and enticed. Then, when this desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. When it is full grown, bring death. Bring death is something that I drive out. Brothers and sisters, he's drawn away by his own desire. When we drawn away by our own desire, when we focus on worthless thing. No wonder Job 31 verse 1 said, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Yeah, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Job really know that sins come from what you are looking. That's why he make a covenant with his eyes. Remember, brothers and sisters, Adam, Eva, start from their eyes. They look the fruit. It bring desire. After that, they take the fruit and they eat it. Remember the writer of this psalm, David? David fall on sin because he didn't keep his eyes. That afternoon, He walked in his balcony, and then he saw a woman take a bath. And then after he saw a woman take a bath, and then he want to have that woman. And finally, he make a very bad plan. And then he asked the woman husband go for the war. And then finally Uriah died. And then after Uriah died, he take Bathsheba, become his wife. Something a dirty plot and very bad plan. He did it. He has a lot. He has many wives, but still, he still take one more woman with very dirty plan. Why, brothers and sisters? Start from he didn't keep his eyes. Brothers and sisters, the Psalm really know that if we have desiring of God, then we need to turn away our eyes from looking at worthless things. So desiring of God is not only serve God, but also you need to keep your eyes from looking worthless things. So what is worthless things that already turn you from God? Maybe the worthless thing is luxury life. Maybe the worthless thing is something make you jealous. Maybe the worthless thing is something make you cannot focus with God. Or maybe the worthless thing is something that you fall onto sin. So if you have desiring of God, you need to turn away your eyes from this kind of things. And then now we go to the last part, is verse 40. Behold, I long for your precept. Revive me through your righteousness. This is the ending prayer from the writer. He asks God to revive him through your righteousness. Our human power is limited. Sometimes when we already commit to find God, to live according God, we have a lot of temptation. But this morning, the writer tells us, let us come to him. Revive me to your righteousness. Give me power, give me strength, give me focus, so that I can live according your righteousness. Brothers and sisters, let us meditate this message this morning. If you already have the desiring of God, if you find Logos, if you know Logos, if you live according Logos, one more thing you need to remember. Turn away your eyes from looking at worthless thing. Otherwise, you will fall to the sin. Same like the David fall to Bathsheba. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Really, Father, we need you. But at the same time, we need to choose to use our eyes only looking to you, Father, not to look something worthless things. Give us power, focus, intention, to see you, Father. Thank you for the word. It is our time to worship you so that we can see you clearly. We pray in Jesus' name. name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us go to our prayer focus this morning. We pray for community who are suffering with cancer. We pray that God will take out all cancer from their body. Let us pray together. We also pray for community who are in illness, and we pray also for their spiritual salvation. We pray that God will open their heart so that Jesus can go in and they can get salvation. Let's pray together. Also pray for community in infirmities condition. We pray that God will take out all weakness from their body. Also pray for community who are looking for new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Now we pray for mission focus. We pray for China, SP Beijing, Pastor Hanshu, SP Shanghai, Pastor Ricky, Chong family, and churches in China. We pray that God will lead all Christian missionary to share the gospel, to make more disciples. Let's pray together. We pray for Paul, we pray for PSAM, PNET, brothers and sisters, and then all board members. We pray that God always lead our board in leading SP. Let's pray together. Let's pray for young adult fellowship, for emotionally healthy spiritual course. We pray for this course can equip young adult to have a good emotionally healthy spirituality. We also pray for men ministry, Monday morning prayer, woman ministry, Tuesday lunchtime prayer, and Oasis. Let's pray together. We pray for SP 2.0, Building Resources Benefactor Vision Fund. We pray that God will extend SP in many areas and always help SP to serve Him and then to share the gospel. Let's pray together. The last one, we pray for Hong Kong, especially in this COVID-19 pandemic. Yesterday, the number is going down. We pray that today also going down. And then finally, no more COVID-19 in Hong Kong. We pray in this Christmas season, although we cannot have in-person worship, but still we can have heart-to-heart fellowship with Jesus. Christmas, of course, is there no Christmas celebration? Yes, but still, we can celebrate Christmas with Jesus, with our family. Let's pray together. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for good time that we can come and join EMP. Thank you for your word. Thank you for good time that we can pray together. Now it is the time that we need to dismiss. We pray that after this prayer, Father, our hearts still close to you, and please keep our eyes so that we do not looking for worthless thing. Thank you, Father. Bless all the brother and sister who joined this prayer meeting, and then always keep our life in your hand. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, have a nice day. God bless you all. Bye-bye.